Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continue with the Kitab, Islah al-Aqaid, correction of our beliefs. Next chapter, which is very important, major sins. Sins do not destroy a person's iman, but they continuously weaken the luster of iman, making it fragile, that is weak, and then it then becomes easy for shaitan to attack a person, and even at times to let him fall into disbelief. Therefore, one should stay away from every sin. If one errs, then he should immediately resort to repentance, that is tawbah. There are two types of sins. One is major and other is minor. Tawbah is necessary for the forgiveness of major sins. Tawbah means that a person should feel ashamed of his action, repent and make a firm intention not to repeat the action. If another person's rights were infringed, then these rights should be fulfilled. If salah, fasting, etc. were left out, they should be made up by qaza. Minor sins are forgiven through the blessings of righteous deeds. Some of the major sins are to reject taqdeer, that is predestination. Number two, not to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, to recite incantations contrary to the sharia. Number four, to verify what an astrologer or fortune teller says. Number five, to discard any farz or wajib action when one is able. Example, salah, zakah, hajj, fasting, qurbani. Number six, to do acts of worship for show. Number seven, to boast of one's piety or ibadah. Number eight, to be careless what urine drops on one's body or clothes. Number nine, to miss Jummah Salah. Number ten, to miss Salah with Jamaat for males without a valid excuse. Number 11, to delay Salah until the time goes out. Number 12, to kill someone unjustly. Number 13, to kill one's children, to abort a child after the soul has been placed in it, is also included in killing children. Number 14, to commit suicide. Number 15, to cause harm to or disobey one's parents in permissible actions. Number 16 to relational sex involved in acts of homosexuality and lesbianism. Number 19, to have relations with one's wife during her menses. Number 20, to have no self honor over one's spouse. That is, you allow her to meet any man, etc. Number 21, to sit in seclusion with rare mahram women, those with whom the observance of hijab is necessary. Number 22, to appear before one's brother-in-law, sister-in-law, cousins, or any other strangers, etc. without parda. Number 23, to look with an evil intention at woman folk, and even worse, one's neighbor. Number 24, to enter someone's house without permission. Number 25, to fulfill one's carnal desires with animals. Number 26, to expose one's sitter. The sitter of a man is from the navel to the knee, and the entire body of a female is sitter, except her palms, her face and hands. When emerging in front of strange men, a woman's face must be concealed as well. Number 27, to wear such a pair of transparent clothing that the color of the skin can be seen, or to wear such tight clothing that the shape of the body can be seen. Number 28, to embrace or shake hands with rare mahram, that is, those with whom hijab is necessary, parda is necessary, and even family members with lust. Number 29, to adopt the dress of the opposite sex. Number 30, to falsely accuse a woman of adultery. Number 31, to regard the second marriage of a woman as a blemish, despite there being a need for it. Number 32, to give false testimony, evidence, or to conceal evidence. Number 33, to speak lies, especially to take false oath by which the life, wealth, or honor of another is taken. Number 34, to take an oath by the name of anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 35, to institute false proceedings against someone. Number 36, to earn haram wealth and to eat or feed others the same. Number 37, to usurp the wealth of orphans. Number 38, to take or give interest or bribe. Number 39, to weigh less, to cheat in one's business dealings, work less time and take full wages. Number 40, to make a bequest in order to deprive an heir or in order to harm someone. Number 41, not to give the woman folk their share of the inheritance. Number 42, to waste or to be extravagant, especially in wedding ceremonies. Number 43, to use someone's wealth without his permission, without his happiness and permission. Number 44, to insist on reducing the price after having agreed to it.
Allah Ta'ala save us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. Alhamdulillah, last night, the 28th para was recited in Tarawih Salah. Which starts with Surah Mujadila, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains and mentions that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to the complaint of a wife who came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Before that, we'll just carry on with where we left off in the 27th para, Surah Hadid, the Raf Surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains again the trend of the Qur'an Kareem. Allah Ta'ala explains His greatness, His Qudrat, so that we recognize Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, Sabbaha Lillahi Ma Fis Samawati Wal Ard Wa Huwal Azizul Hakeem, that everything in the heavens and earth is praising, is in the tasbih and making and glorifying Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most powerful, most wise. Everything in the heavens belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge over everything and control over everything. Huwa al-awwal wa al-akhir wa al-zahir wa al-batin. Allah is the first, there's no first before Allah. Allah is the last, there's no last after Allah. Allah is all apparent, Allah is hidden. In other words, we can't see Allah with our physical eyes, but we can see all the doings and workings of Allah apparently. Allah Ta'ala has got knowledge of everything. See how Allah Ta'ala created the heavens and earth in 6 days. Allah knows what goes into the earth, what comes out, what goes into the skies, what comes out. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah is with you wherever you are. And Allah Ta'ala is seeing all the time. Everything in the heavens belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, see how Allah takes out the day from the night from the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after realizing this, آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ. Why don't you bring iman in Allah and His Messenger and spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that which Allah Ta'ala has given you, and Allah has made you His vicegerent on the face of the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you spend in the path of Allah, Allah gave you the wealth. But you spend, Allah will give you a great reward for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, what is it? What stops you from spending in the path of Allah? When the inheritance of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala explains that those sahaba who accepted Islam in the early days before Fateh Makkah, and they spend in the path of Allah and they made jihad, their ranks cannot be compared to those who came after that. But Allah Ta'ala says the general the principle with regard to all the sahaba, wa kulla wa'ad Allah al-husna. Allah has promised jannat for every one of them. So we should honor and respect every sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, who is there that want to give a loan to Allah? It's not that Allah wants a loan, but Allah wants us to spend in His path. And Allah is that great being that if you give a loan to Allah, Allah will give you not only reward, Allah will return you many fold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, see the believers, when they bring iman and they do good deeds, yes, nurum, Allah will give them a great nur in this world and more important in the year after. They will get glad tidings of jannat. beautiful gardens beneath which rivers are flowing, they were remaining there forever. And that is the real great success. And don't be like the munafiqeen. They pretend to be believers, but they are hypocrites. They don't love you and they hate Islam. Aliyazubillah. The reality will come. When they will be crossing the Pur Sirat, they will look like your friends, but as you are crossing with your noor, they will get stuck. فَدُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورِ اللَّوْبَابِ. Allah Ta'ala will bring a barrier between you and them, and outwardly it will look like a barrier, but in reality it will be a great punishment from Allah. بَاطِنُوا فِي الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُوا مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. That outwardly it will look like mercy, but internally inside that wall Allah will put great punishment for them, and they will cry out and scream to you that give us some of your noor. You will tell them that look at your noor from behind. They say we will watch you. They say no, you had hypocrisy in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a striking ayat. أَلَمْ يَعْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That oh believers, it is not time that your heart should tremor and shake when you hear about the zikr of Allah, the commands of Allah, and what has been revealed of the truth. Many great personalities, when they heard this ayat, their heart started shivering and they shake they changed their whole life. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq that our hearts shake and we change our lives and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says don't be like the people of the kitab, the Jews and the Christians had long hopes and their hearts became very hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the reality of this world is all the different stages. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَحْ. The reality of this world is just play, tomfoolery, pastime. Don't get involved in this and zina and just beautification and pride and arrogance, boasting what one another. With the kafirun fil amwali wal aulad, and just increasing your wealth and your children all the time. Allah Ta'ala says, what is the stages of this? That in the beginning that a child is a small baby, just want to play, then zina, then you become a young boy, a youth. Now you're only worried of beauty in outside, in your cars, everything like a mad person. Then Allah Ta'ala says, what the kafirun fil amwali wal aulad, you become a young man, now you want to make money, you want to have children, and then you become Allah Ta'ala says, kamasali ghayz. All this is just life. Allah Ta'ala gives you a farm and then you see you planted the crops, the seeds, the crops are coming out. Allah sends one thunderstorm and everything is just destroyed. So life also will be like that. Don't get involved. Rather what you should do, that وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Such people will get a terrible punishment in the hereafter. But those who hasten and remember this world وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعْتَعُ الْغُرُونَ. This world is just a box of deception. Don't get overtaken. سَابِكُ. Run, hasten towards the مَغْفِرَةُ of your Rabb. And such a jannat Allah has prepared. The what is between the skies and the earth. And for those people who bring iman in Allah and His messengers. And this is just a special favor of Allah. It's not that you deserve it, because Allah is Zul Fadlil Adeem. Allah is the one who gives great favors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَ مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. Whatever difficulty afflicts you in this earth, it is for your own benefit, and Allah Ta'ala has written it also before them. And remember, this is all a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, if difficulty comes, if any difficulty comes you, yani koi musibat aa jaye to ghabraye mat, wala tafrahu bima ataakum, and if any goodness comes, koi ne'mat aaye to itrae mat. In other words, any difficulty comes, then you shouldn't be worried what's going to happen. Any bounty comes, don't be proud. Allah doesn't like all proud and arrogant people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then further mentioned how Allah sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to guide us and remain firm on the path of Allah by solving our matters according to the book of Allah, the Quran Kareem. And Allah Ta'ala teaches one zan al hadid. Allah makes mention with regard to secular education and all the different fields, the different knowledges of this world. That That is engineering, engineering architecture. Allah mentions it very lightly, one two words. Like here Allah says, وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ we have sent down steel for you, and steel for you. And Allah is giving indication towards engineering. In other words, secular education is not important. These are by the way things. You shouldn't get so involved in that. Real important things is the matter of deen. That get involved in learning deen, bring deen part of your life. See the secular education, we have sent down steel also. In their day is there is great harm also, there is goodness also. People can make bombs and can make weapons and cause destruction. On the other hand, there is great benefit for you also. You can make your homes, your structures, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, realize reality. And look at the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, how we have sent them with guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that don't be like the Christians, that they don't want to follow the commands of Allah as Allah ta'ala has commanded. وَرَحْبَانِيَةٍ اِبْتَدَعُوهَا. Rather they went into monasticism, that they brought something upon themselves which was not necessary, that they said, we'll go stay in the monasteries, we won't get married, we'll be like monks and we'll be like priests. But they couldn't keep up to them. So yeah, in important usul, follow deen how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, and as the pious servants has learned from the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, don't try and act too pious and say that I want to be more pious than others. That if I read namaz in the masjid, I can't concentrate, I'd rather read my namaz at home. No, follow deen according to how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, and according to the pious servants in our age also. Follow sunnahs according to that, and then Allah Ta'ala will give you goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah, O people of iman, inculcate taqwa and bring iman, and in Allah and His Messenger, Allah will give you double reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu zul fadl azim, this is a special great favors of Allah. The next Subhara Sumah, Allah Ta'ala Satwa Surah Mujadila, as we explained, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلَكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. A woman came complaining to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to her marriage problems. Allah Ta'ala immediately revealed that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we heard that woman's problem. So Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that, remember, don't be oppressive to your wives. Allah Ta'ala listens to their complaints, especially the weaker spouse. Allah Ta'ala has told us, وَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat them with kindness and goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then explains with regard to one aspect, with regard to talaq. A person tells his wife that you are like the back of my mother, in other words, in honor. And this is a very grave form of talaq. It is extreme, and different laws Allah has mentioned here. Very, very, very important that we learn before we get married. What are the laws of nikah? What are the laws of talaq, etc.? Otherwise, we utter such words and we don't realize we're living in haram, and we think this is my halal spouse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further mentions, remember, أَلَمْ تَرَانَّ اللَّهِ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't you know Allah knows what is in the heavens and earth? That if you are talking secretly with anybody, مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. If you are two or three people talking secretly, you think nobody knows, Allah is the fourth one. And if you are five, Allah is the sixth one. And whether you are less or more, remember Allah Ta'ala is all the time with you. And Allah Ta'ala will inform you of your actions on the day of Qiyamah. Allah has got knowledge of everything. Allah Ta'ala says Allah doesn't like the secret type of talking, etc. Unless it is for goodness, that is for goodness and for taqwa. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the etiquette of majlis. That when you sit in a majlis, sit with respect. Don't take too much place up, etc. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَافْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. If they tell you that give some place to others, then give place happily. Don't think you are doing a favor to anybody. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. That Allah gave the people of knowledge high ranks and status. So in the majlis also give them honorable places. If you give them the place, you get double reward. Similarly in the sift in salah also, if you give the ulama and you give the pious servants place, although you were there before them, You'll get the double reward there for giving them your place and for honoring them. Then Allah Ta'ala explains the etiquette with regard to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how we should behave in the adabs, and this is the same adabs with our Shaykh, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that how Allah Ta'ala will gather us tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, and a person should prepare for that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those that you'll find that the true nation are those people, that is the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, who brought firm Iman. They don't love their own family members also, whether it's their father, whether it's their children, etc. If those children, etc., hate Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, they go against the command and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they don't have any love for such people. In other words, we should realize that the love of Allah is above everything else. And this is referring to it, to itikad, to belief. If our parents, our children, etc., got wrong belief, then we shouldn't have love for them unless they come onto the right path. Allah Ta'ala says, these are people Allah has put Iman in their heart. And Allah Ta'ala assures them what Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah will enter them into beautiful gardens, and they will be in there forever. And Allah says, these are the army of Allah. So, ulaika hizbullah, this is the army of Allah. Don't fall into the army of Shaitan. Allah Ta'ala says, ala inna hizballahi hum muflihun. The army of Allah Ta'ala is always successful. The next surah, Surah Hashr, again Allah Ta'ala explains His greatness. How the whole world is singing the praises of Allah, every creation. So, insan, we gave you intelligence. Why don't you also seek the praises of Allah? Allah Ta'ala says, don't worry of the planning and the plotting of the non-believers. Outwardly, they look like they're very strong. Allah Ta'ala will destroy them very soon with their own forces. And with your forces also, Allah Ta'ala will destroy them. You fulfill your pleasures with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, take a lesson from the poor muhajirin who had to leave their homes, etc. Left their wealth, etc. They made hijrat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only for the pleasure of Allah. These were the true honorable servants of Allah, the truthful servants. And look at the Ansar who welcomed them, and they gave them their wealth and assisted them. And so much so, were you سِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. In dire straits they didn't have, but they gave preference to their brothers. Allah give us the qualities of Ihsan, that we give preference to others. And وَمَنْ يُوكَ شُوَىٰ نَفْسِهِ. How will this come when you do your spiritual treatment in the company of a spiritual guide, and you take out the spiritual disease of greed? When the greed is out of your heart, then you will be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they make dua for one another, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, forgive us and our brothers who have surpassed us with true Iman, and don't put any hatred in the hearts for one another. وَلَا تَجَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَوْفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Oh Allah, you are most merciful, you are most kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again explains with regard to the qualities of the munafiqeen, that be careful, don't be like the munafiqeen. And among the leader of the munafiqeen is Shaitan. Don't be like Shaitan. Kamasali Shaitan is called insani food. He will tell you make kufr. But when you make kufr and you get involved in the in a real mess, and you get involved in depression and all problems, falamma kafara qala inni bari'un mink. Then when you get involved in kufr, he'll say, I got nothing to do with you. I didn't tell you to go that path. And he'll tell a lie also. He'll say, inni akhafu Allah rabbal al, I fear Allah. Why did you get involved in that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that our real enemies today, we think everybody besides us are our enemies. But actually our real enemies is Shaitan and our nafs. They are within us, but we feed our nafs and we go according to our passion and desires, and we don't realize these are our real enemies. Allah Ta'ala says it, that to be safe from your enemies, ittaqullah, that inculcate taqwa. And the best way is, waltanzu nafsu ma qaddamat lighad. Keep this reality in front of you, that see what have I sent forward for tomorrow. That is the day of Qiyamah. Am I doing good deeds or just passing my life? And after you do this and you see you coming on the path of hidayat and you becoming pious, but what taqullah, inculcate taqwa again. Don't think that I'm very pious and have a holier than thou attitude. Be worried that I don't know what is going to be my result on the day of Qiyamah tomorrow. And Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like those people who forgot Allah. that he is a Jew, Christian, and in any, according to any status, even if a person is a Muslim and he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes unmindful of his salah, etc. Allah ta'ala says you will forget yourself. That is, you will get so involved in your businesses, no time for your own appointments, no time to eat, and you'll think you're enjoying life, but you don't realize that you are living a sinful life. Allah ta'ala says the people of Jahannam and the people of Jannat can never be the same. The people of Jannat are successful. Allah ta'ala says, see what a mighty kalam we have revealed to you. The word of Allah, just is that kitab, lo anzalna hadha al-Quran ala jabal. If Allah ta'ala had to reveal it on the mountains, it will split into smatterans. So make shukr and hold steadfast onto this kalam of Allah. Allah ta'ala says, inculcate the greatness of Allah in your heart. Allah introduces himself so beautifully. Who Allah? That is your Allah. Who is Allah? La ilaha illahu. There is nobody for you besides Allah. Who is Allah? Alimul ghaybi wa shahada. Allah is knowledge of the unseen and whatever is present. Allah, according to our temperament, nothing is hidden from Allah. But because many things are hidden from us, so Allah ta'ala says the ghayb. Allah ta'ala has got knowledge of death also. Who are Rahman? Who are Rahim? Allah is most merciful, most kind. Rahman is that mercy. That there is mercy in there also, but there is some pain also. Like if a person is sick, he has to go for operation. He has some pain. A person gets involved in some sin, Allah ta'ala gives him some punishment, but Allah will put him into Jannat. And Ar-Rahim is that mercy. That is only goodness in there. There is no pain whatsoever. In this world, the pious servant, Allah ta'ala will give them a good life. And in the year after, they won't have any punishment whatsoever. So Allah ta'ala says, Hu Allah, get connected to Allah. Alladhi la ilaha illahu. Make the zikr of Allah. There is nobody for me besides Allah. Who is Allah? Al-Malik, the sovereign, the controller, owner of the whole world. Al-Quddus, Allah is most pure from any blemish. In the past, As-Salam, presently and future also Allah ta'ala is free from any blemish. Al-Mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives peace. Al-Muhaymin, Allah is the one who gives security and protects you. Al-Aziz, Allah ta'ala is Al-Qadir ala kulli shay, wa la yawam. وَلَا يُجِدُ عَادٌ فِي إِسْتِمَالِ قُدْرَتِي. Allah has got power over everything, and nobody can stop Allah Ta'ala from using His power. Al-Jabbar, Allah Ta'ala is الَّذِي يُسْلِوَ عَوَالَ خَلْقِ بِقُدْرَتِ الْقَائِرَ. Allah is that great being who corrects the creation of Allah Ta'ala, makes the Islah, the reformation, what is great power. So if Allah Ta'ala wants to make our Islah in a split moment, Allah can make it. And all the forces of Kufr and all entertainment won't able to distract us. Al-Mutakabbir, Allah Ta'ala is that great being who's got those beautiful qualities, who's worthy of pride. Allah Ta'ala is pure from whatever you associate partners to Allah. Who Allah, that is your Allah, who is your creator, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Allah has created you with such balance. So beautifully Allah Ta'ala made you balanced, not one leg long, one leg short, etc. Totally balanced. Al-Musawwir, Allah has formed you, but Al-Mumayyiz bi kulli khalq. Allah Ta'ala has made a difference between all the creation, that although insan, Allah created you all the same, two eyes, two ears, etc. But we see even twins are different. Everybody's fingerprints is different. Voices are different. Who is Allah? Lawla Asmaul Husna. These are just a few qualities of Allah. Allah has got many beautiful qualities. So turn to Allah in tasbih. Make tasbih of Allah like the people, like every other creation in the heavens and earth. Allah is most powerful, most wise. In the next surah, Surah Mumtahina, Allah Ta'ala reminds us that don't make the enemies of Allah your friends. Don't get overtaken with them. They are sweet poison. They act like your friends, but they are not your friends. Allah Ta'ala says, take an example in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The whole world regards him as the leader, but he was the one who taught you to be straight on the path of Tawheed. Allah Ta'ala says, and the beautiful example for you, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي مُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. In the life of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is the most beautiful example. And the perfect of all is the example of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So why don't you adopt the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam? But who will do this? لِمَنْ كَانِ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ. Those who have hope to meet Allah and they want to go to Akhirat. And if you turn away from this lifestyle, Allah says, Allah is Huwal Ghaniyul Hamid. Allah is independent. Allah is all the time praiseworthy. Allah Ta'ala explains then with regard to the munafiqeen, and Allah Ta'ala informs that friend in the path of Allah and those women that became Muslims and come to the book believers, Allah Ta'ala explains that law. Then Allah Ta'ala explains how important is it To get Allah, what is the system? Even for woman, ya ayyuhan nabiyyu idha ja'aka al-mu'minat. That O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the believing woman they come to you, yubayyinaka, they want to make bi'ah, they want to pledge allegiance at your hand, then be ready to pledge allegiance at their hand. Allah Ta'ala has shown the condition also. This does not mean that the Nabi ever touched the hand of any ghair mahram woman. Similarly, it's not jais for any sheikh to look at any ghair mahram woman or touch the hand of any ghair mahram woman and make a bid. Behind the parda with all the laws of Sharia, Allah Ta'ala explains the great conditions here, that if they tell them what to become bid on, Allah yusrikna billahi shay, they shouldn't associate partners with Allah, wala yusrikna, they shouldn't steal, wala yasneen, they shouldn't commit zina, wala yasuna uladahunna, they shouldn't kill their offspring, wala yateena bibutan, they shouldn't pass false accusations upon one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ بِمَعْرُوبٍ, they shouldn't disobey you. When they are ready for this, فَبَايِعُنَّ, now make them bayat also. So we learn that for women also, this is the path to get connection with Allah. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ Allah. Then your shaykh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will seek forgiveness for you. Your shaykh will also seek forgiveness. This will be an aid to you to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in the next surah, surah Saf, says that when you be Allah, again Allah explains his great qualities. Allah Ta'ala says, when this iman comes in your heart, then you will be like a strong, firm wall. Nobody will be able to overthrow you. But remember, ya ayyuhallazina amanu lima taquluna ma la tafalun. O people of iman, don't just preach and don't practice. Why do you say things that you don't do yourself? There are two important things. One is to preach, it's very important also. But remember, when you're preaching, you should practice also. And this doesn't only mean for the ulama, every person in his own home also. Don't just tell your wife and children, do good and you do something else. No, whatever you preach, you should practice. But remember, it doesn't mean if a person is weak and is preaching and is not practicing, that he is not allowed to preach. Because by preaching, it will help you to practice also. So these are two separate good deeds. So remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that preach also and practice also. But if you weak in anyone, you carry on, Allah ta'ala will give you tawfiq. Allah ta'ala further says that this will make you a firm wall. And don't be like the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that they cause harm to the Nabi. Take a lesson from from Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, how he gave dawah to his people and he told, Ya Bani Israel, Inni Rasulullah, that O the Bani Israel, O Christians, I am the messenger of Allah, and I have come with the testified kitab, the Torah, which give great tidings of Mubashiram bi Rasuliyati Mimbad is Muhammad, that a messenger will come after me whose name will be Ahmad. And even in the gospel till today, it is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come, but they are not prepared to accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says that their work is shaitan and all his allies al kufru millatun wahida yuridun al yutfiu nur Allah bi afwahim. They want to put off the light of Allah, but they can only try and do it with their mouth, with their propaganda machine. You shouldn't worry of that. Who alladhi arsala rasulahu bil huda wa deenil haq. Allah has sent his messenger with guidance and with the true deen. Why? So that the deen becomes dominant over all other deens, even if they don't like it. Allah Ta'ala says, should I tell you what is the best trade? Don't get involved in your own trade and you work so hard and you are trying to make money to get the fruits and get a good house and a good living. Allah says, Aladullukum ala tijara. Should I show you a real tijara, a real trade that will save you from a painful punishment? What is that? Bring iman in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa tujahidu nabi sabilillah. Strive in a path of Allah with your wealth and yourself. This is good for you if you only know. Allah Ta'ala will give you the results one time. You don't have to make an effort and then see the results. You just enter into the trade with Allah. Allah will give you the results immediately and the benefits immediately. Allah will forgive you. And not only forgive you, change your evil deeds into good deeds. Allah will give you such gardens of paradise, beneath which rivers are flowing. Beautiful, pure homes, Allah, in the high, lofty stages of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala says, this is a great success. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, more than that, what you love, tuhibbuna nasrum min Allah. Allah will give you His help, and Allah Ta'ala will give you a very close victory, and Allah will give you great tidings for the believers. And how to get this? Kunu ansar Allah. Be helpers of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next surah, Jumah, Allah Ta'ala again explains His greatness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the purpose for the coming of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. and sending Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who alladhi ba'atha fil ummiina rasulan minhum yatlu alaihim ayati, to teach us how to recite Quran Kareem. Very important, every child should go maktab, every home there should be recital of Quran Kareem. Wa yuzakkin, and then tazkiyah, purification of the soul, and then wa yuallimuhumul kitab, learn what is the meaning of the Quran Kareem, what Allah demands from us. The laws of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says that if you do this is a special favor of Allah. Don't be like those people, they only learn knowledge and they think they are great alamas, but they got no practice in their life. The example is مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ هُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُوا أَسْفَارًا. It's like the Christians and the Jews. They learn the kitab, but they only got the knowledge in their brain, and they don't have it in their heart and in their practice. It is like donkeys carrying loads of books. What is going to have the donkey? One is to have the ilm of Nabuwat you get in the Darul Umm, but one is to get the nur of Nabuwat, that light and that strength that make you practice on the nur, on the knowledge of Nabuwat. One is to know your destination, but one is to reach your destination, and this you get from the company of the pious servants of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like the Jews that they say that we are the friends of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, if you say you're the friend of Allah, then to meet Allah, fatamannaul maut, you'll have to die. So desire death, they are too scared to even desire death. A true believer, he desires when is Malakul Maut going to come. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the importance of the day of Jummah and how we should prepare for Jummah and go early for Jummah, leave our trade, etc. But sadly we have become negligent in this field also, very lax in going for Jummah Salah. Allah ta'ala says, and after Jummah then you can go do your trade, and then when you get involved in trade also, wazkurullah zikran kathira, make the zikr of Allah abundantly that you don't get unmindful, then you can be successful. In the next surah, Surah Munafiqeen, Allah ta'ala reminds us of this evil trait of the hypocrite, and this is something myself, all of us should be extremely worried all the time. Hazrat Ibn Mulaika rahmatullahi alayhi atabi says, I met 30 sahaba, all the time they were worried of nifaq. So we also should be worried, and see outwardly we might think we got iman, but what inclinations we got towards which lifestyle, against the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc. Allah Ta'ala explains the evil traits of the munafiqeen, and Allah Ta'ala then reminds us, you save yourself from nifaq and your whole family. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la auladukum an zikrillah. Don't let your family and your wealth distract you and put you into destruction from the zikr of Allah, because if you do that, you'll be in a great loss. And spend from your wealth before when Malakul Maut comes, then you will be begging Allah, lawla akhartani ila ajalin kareem, oh Allah, give me little respite. Awfa saddaka wa akum min as-salihin. Now I will give sadqa, now I will become a good, a pious servant. Allah says, walayyu akhir Allah nafsan ila ajaluha. Your time has been written, you won't be taken 1 minute early, 1 minute late. Our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that the visa of this world is very strange. You don't know when it's going to end, and you can't even extend it. So prepare before time. The next surah Taghabun, Allah Ta'ala reminds us again His greatness, His praises, how the whole creation of Allah is singing the praises and making tasbih of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن. The distinction in the eyes of Allah is only whether you are a believer and unbeliever. The whole world has made other distinctions of race, of color, of creed. This is all causing havoc in the world. There is only a distinction between kufr and iman. If you are a believer, all of you are one. Allah Ta'ala says, see how Allah Ta'ala has created you, the heavens and the earth, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminds us, when the day of Qiyamah come, how Allah Ta'ala will gather us. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever difficulty comes to you, that is only by the command of Allah. So obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you turn away, Allah's Messenger and all those who have followed in His path, the Warisul Muslim, Warisul Anbiya, the ulama, just have to pass on the message of Allah. That Allah la ilaha illahu, Allah is one. Bring tawheed in your heart and put your firm trust only in Allah Ta'ala. And remember, your wives, your offspring, etc. They will be enemies to you. If you don't give them deen, they will make demands against deen. But if you gave them deen, if you have any arguments, then overlook and forgive one another. And whoever overlooks an argument, even if it's right, For the pleasure of Allah, Allah will build a palace in the middle of Jannah for him. And remember your offspring, your wealth, etc. And your children, these are a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So give them the right knowledge of deen. Then Allah inculcate taqwa. And be very firm. And be like the sahaba, wasma'u wa ati'u. They say, we heard and we obey the commands of Allah. And save yourself from greed. Then you will be among the successful ones. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن ليث رضي الله عنه قال قال عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أثقل الناس في الميزان ذلت ألسنتهم بكلمة ثقلت على من كان قبلهم لا إله إلا الله رواه الأصبهاني في الترغيب حضرت ليث رضي الله عنه سے مروی ہے کہ حضرت عيسى عليه السلام فرماتے ہیں کہ محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم کی أمت کے اعمال حشر کی ترازو میں اس لئے سب سے زیادہ باری ہے کہ ان کی زبانیں ایک ایسے کلمہ کے ساتھ مانوس ہے جو ان سے پہلی امتوں پر بھاری تھا وہ کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ ہے حضرت عیسیٰ علیہ السلام had said the deeds of the ummah of حضرت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم would be reckoned weightiest on the day of judgment because their tongues shall be accustomed to the recitation of a kalima which was found too hard by the nations of previous anbiya alayhim assalam. The kalima is la ilaha illallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن بجائے بول درن دل ہو درن دل ہو درن دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جنر محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا اله الا الله لا اله الا الله لا اله الا الله لا اله الا الله لا دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نماسیہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ تو رہے بستاد میں آخر وزن زبا اے میرے الہ لا مشهود إلا الله لا موجود إلا الله وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب. ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.